It's Channel One, right? Cookie performs. Wednesday night, the 11th of August, 1971. Channel One, right? Cookie performs for Debbie. Wednesday night, 11th of August, 1971. Channel One, right? Cookie performs for Debbie at supper and after on his whole side. Channel One, right? Wednesday night, the 11th of August, 1971. Channel One, right? Cookie performs for Debbie this Wednesday night, the 11th of August, 1971. Channel One, right? 11th of August, 1971. Cookie performs for Debbie at supper and after this Wednesday night, the 11th of August, 1971.
Like this friend of mine said, told us that he had steak, Roosevelt steak, and it was bologna.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the kind of steak I'm used to. Roosevelt steak. Bologna.
Why do they call it that? Yeah.
Did you ever have one of these? No, you don't care for them.
Suzanne.
Did you make your own coffee?
I ate lunch here the other day. When Fay wasn't here, and she had, she laughed about it later. She had, bologna. She had bologna. That's what she got. She wouldn't get it in the refrigerator. Maybe there wasn't anything in there. I don't know. And I had put on that big jar of strawberry preserves. And she laughed and said she had bologna and strawberry preserves for lunch. Is that not something?
Debbie, make you a little salad here and put some of this. Okay?
Have you had your share of bologna? I sure have. I just assume I'd eat if I had to eat bologna.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie. You see, your attitude toward bologna is different from your children's. They eat that as a kind of dessert.
Now, there's one kind of bologna that you can get that's good to eat.
Yeah.
That's the old-fashioned bologna where you go in a grocery store and they take an old knife and on a chopped block and slice it off.
Fairly thick.
About that thick.
Yeah.
Then you can eat it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't eat it.
Yeah. Well, I can... You'd eat bologna in the middle of the night and things like that just to fill up on it, just like you was eating fodder.
I have.
You have this, there's some steak gravy right there. And here's some lettuce. And, you know, you see what's here.
You just eat it to fill up on.
Yeah, I'd eat this to fill up on. This is, I don't like it no more than.
But now when you eat it at the old store, where they had it on the meat block, sliced it with that old dog, but tonight.
Yeah.
You ate it then with relish. You liked the taste of it.
It was a treat.
It was a treat.
Why is it different there?
It just tastes different. It just holds its flavor more when it's in the big, long.
That'll be part of his attitude. It's in the middle of the night when he's driving a truck or something like that. But he didn't have a mind on eating. But there in the old store, he just get some of that and eat a bite and talk. Eat another bite and talk. I'm putting words in the mouth,
right? That's right. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah. It's tasty, you know. It's got taste to it. I don't know where it comes from.
You hit the nail right on the head.
You know, it's a everyday food. A lot of people would take bologna to steak. Children don't care for steak.
I guess that's right. And country ham and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Speaking of steak, I've eaten a lot of steak when I'm driving truck, when I'm traveling. But that steak the other night tasted the best to me as I got down here to Trade Winds Restaurant.
Yeah.
Of any that I've eaten in many a day.
It just hits you right, isn't it?
That's right.
Wonder why you want
it. I know.
Because they don't have good meat.
That was the tenderest piece of tender steak that I've eaten. When you can take your fork like that and cut a piece of steak and eat it,
oh, that is
that
tender.
Is tender.
Well, I've had one like that.
The next time you go back down there, you won't be able to cut it with a fork.
I doubt I'll probably have to have a road axe to cut it with.
Yeah, you just did look it. Can you tell him, Jeffrey, what's wrong with that thing down there?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Foot evil.
Foot evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be sore.
It is.
And 2 feet, not just one. Two. Both back feet.
Both back feet.
And you've seen it before?
I've doctored it before. Yeah.
Well, he got down there and doctored it just like he was cutting his own toenails, see? Just as simple.
Well, we just glad we have a vet out here.
Yes, sir. You know what? What I was going to do it just like I do my infections. You see, I was going to get me some of that cotton and put it on a stick and rake it through there.
Now, what do you do? Put grease? Put oil on it?
Saturated their back feet good in motor oil. Rubbed it in. When I first started on that one foot, she would not let me with you.
Just kicking.
But when I finished, she was glad for me to rub that foot, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. So I'm having all 4 feet rubbed.
Why
did it? Was through.
That's right. And you think it just maybe, you see, they have to go out so far now.
That's right.
To get water.
That's right.
In there and out here too, in the pond.
That's right. See, where our cattle got us so bad up home when we put them in a barn lot in the wintertime.
Yeah.
It would get so muddy, you know.
Yeah.
And we had lots of it in the wintertime up there.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That ain't nothing new to me.
What does the salt do? Take the soreness out?
Mm-hmm. Salt, take the soreness out.
Hmm.
You think it'd burn a little?
Is rub salt in it?
Rub salt. I tried it right in the raw spot. Yeah, I did. She didn't mind it.
Didn't say a word, did
you? You put the oil on first.
Put the oil on first.
And then rub the salt.
Then I rubbed the salt in there. That oil will take up that salt and act as an old-fashioned onion poultice, like, you know. You've heard of old-fashioned onion poultice for cold.
Well, no, you got me a little bit there.
I have. You mean you never, your mama never put an onion poultice on you when you was all choked up in wintertime with a cold and a croup?
Onion poultice?
Yeah.
Never heard of that. What is it?
Well, you take an onion and you cut it up and you put it in a skillet and you just get it hot. Just enough for the aroma to start coming out good, you know. And you put that in a towel that you want to throw away. And you just lay it on your chest in the wintertime. You're all choked up with cold. First thing you know, well, you're up and going.
I think I would be with that onion smell.
Where's your right out?
Uh-huh. That'll pull it right out.
Yeah.
You've mm-hmm. heard of onion thing, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Only we always had the onion out in the smokehouse, you know, and we couldn't get on a horse and ride 20 miles to the drugstore.
And pay 6 bit for a little bit of...
That's right. We had the onion in the smokehouse. That was instant service.
You don't know how much money y'all had in the house in them days.
No.
He had some.
That's right, but I don't know how much. Money wasn't no object.
No.
If it got too tight, well, all we did was load the cow and go to the market. Just load the cow and send them to market.
You always had a little cash income because you could sell a cow.
Oh, you could sell a cow.
If you needed to.
That's right.
Well, John, I tell you, that's the best deal of luck you had.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've really had the luck too, haven't I, the last few days.
Man.
Last night.
Well, I had it Sunday. I had all kind of nigger luck Sunday.
See, Cookie, you have to tell them that. That's not just exactly why I don't leave home.
it's a good, really a story to tell.
Sunday morning, they all hit me to go to the beach. Well, that's why I wasn't down here.
You went to the beach.
I wanted to come to the farm.
Of all places.
They wanted to go to the beach. Well, they've been after me for 6 months, taking to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Laura was off from work. Daddy, you never go no place with me. All you do is go to the farm.
Yeah.
I enjoy going to the farm, baby. I want to go down there and see my horses. Well, now, you ain't been to the beach in 2 years. Well, that made me mad. I said, well, let's go. Get your glad rags on and let's roll.
And get in here and let's go. I'm going to see you get there.
Well, I was clipping off about 65, 70, maybe 75 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the right rear tire blew out.
Blew?
I mean, it just went all to pieces.
Was the car full?
Car full. That old Cadillac just squatted to the road and just calm as you please. Well, I just pulled off the road, got my hat on, my cigar, unlocked the trunk, moved the junk, and put my spare on.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think now I'm all right now, we're warm. Just got to St. Augustine, just almost in the city limits. And kablam went the other one on the right, the left side.
Blue
light.
I had anything like that.
Right, I had to pull in the Gulf service station. They had me over a barrel and they knew it. I bought two tires.
You bought two tires.
Two tires. And I bought them too, Faye. I want you to know I bought
them. When you're on the
tires.
Road, you do.
$84.90.
Well, you know, a lot of times, look at them service stations, have got a whole lot in them tires.
They mounted them, put them on my car. $84.90. We got to the beach at 11:30. The kids, they jumped out and they run, they hit that water. Helen, she got out and she hit the water, her and Laura both. They never said a word to Daddy, not the first word, because they knew Daddy was mad.
Kind of walked around you.
They walked around me. and to beat it off. Let me tell you this.
I can't stand it, most of
it. I parked my car on, backed up on the beach, you know, and I parked it there. Well, of all the places, other places there was to park, they was a red, candy apple red, Barracuda, about a 69 or 70 model, backed right in within 5 foot of my car. All right, these two girls got out and spread their blanket out between my car and their car, and they laid there. And I was sitting there in the car playing the tapes. I didn't mean a thing by it. And boy, I'm telling you, Laura, the whole family just jumped up and down because I was sitting up there playing tapes. They said I was playing tapes for them two girls who was laying there on the blanket.
After took them over there and had two punch blowouts.
Two blowouts. Cost me practically it cost me about $100 Sunday.
Yeah.
Round trip.
Oh yeah.
And then they got after you.
Then they got after me for sitting there in my car playing tapes. Tending to my own business. And I just tripped my lid when I got them home.
You gonna take them to the beach again this Sunday?
No.
It'd be another 2 years.
It'd be more than that.
Now, they didn't want to go themselves. They wanted you to take them.
They wanted me to take them.
Cookie, I thought your tires were practically new.
I had them big radio tires on the back. It cost $70 a piece. They cost $70 a piece.
My cookie? That's since you got that car.
Them radio tires on the back.
Yeah.
Laura drove it over for a week, you know. A little better than a week. And let me tell you, my car and her car are different. There's altogether the difference in them cars. You get on that Cadillac of mine and something's got to give. And her foot is so heavy to be so little. And she just spun them tires off when she was taking off. That's the only thing that...
Well, yeah, I never heard of it.
It don't take long.
No.
In a week. That's fast. Take a whole tire off.
It don't take long to take that rubber off.
You take about every time you take off and you get so much rubber spinning them tires, you're going to get so much rubber regardless.
Well, you can see on the pavement where some of them take off. They don't seem to think that they are just taking off in a hurry. If you got a heavy foot, that's just the way it ought to be.
Just being honest. Well,
you haven't seen your big farmer from West Virginia?
He ain't coming. No, he said the other night he wasn't. I talked to him on the telephone. Said he had to can beans and corn and tomatoes.
Good Lord. I'd say that's good judgment, in case it is good judgment. In case it's his choice.
Well, knowing his wife like I do, he's got no other choice.
Oh, that's a brother.
Well, who's the... Has she got judgment?
No,
or she just spent money?
No, you heard the old saying, as a woman wears the breeches,
yeah.
Her brother, she wears them. He's so hen-pecked, but he cackles when he goes out the back door.
Well, who buys all those vehicles? She don't buy them.
She sees that they are bought.
You mean she goes in for vehicles?
see. Class.
Oh, well. I see.
All yeah. These new ones.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm glad they ain't coming. I am, really. Of course, when I was home in July, I was in 40 miles of his place, and they didn't have time to come over there to see me. And I was there how many days? I was there 2 days.
Well, if you'd gone over there and seen him, he'd been so busy you wouldn't have got to see
him. I wouldn't have got to talk to him, any. If he'd had anything to do, I'd have had to work.
Yeah, he'd found something you could do. Now, what is the way it looks now? Did you talk to your daddy?
Yeah.
When was that? What is today? Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
You talked to him this week?
I talked to him Saturday night. Talked to him Saturday night. Frank was milking. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. And I called him Sunday, and I talked Sunday evening after I come back from the beach and talked to Frank.
Mm-hmm. And he was favorable?
Yeah. He said, "Boy, I like it up here. I want to stay."
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Do you remember Frank?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well,
you wouldn't know him now.
I'm sure I wouldn't. Oh.
It ain't his height. He's as thick as that wall down there.
Gosh, he's got a pair of shoulders on him.
He can lift those 100-pound bills of head tossing around like a basketball.
One in each hand.
He walks like that, you see. He does. He's not a little boy like he was when you saw him.
Uh-uh.
I'm not good at making people want to do things. If they are interested, I get interested too, and sometimes that's the wrong thing. Sometimes it's best to keep the brakes on, you know, with a light pedal, you know.
Yeah, either do that. If they're interested in doing something, you just get on out and hide and stay out of the way.
Yes, yes.
Let them go.
Yes. And just don't be there. Yes.
Be there, but not be there.
Yes, sir.
That's where Daddy is. Now, Daddy can sit on the front porch and just about see whatever Frank's doing.
Oh.
All up, way up through the valley. I got one. Up through the valley and down through the valley. Mm-hmm. And if he can't see, well, all he got to do is get on that little Palomino mare, and he's there in this jiffy.
But he can tell by the sound.
He can tell by the sound of a mower machine whether it's cutting right, or the hay bale, or whether it's baling right. And he'll tell you in a minute, yeah. That baler ain't running right. We got to fix it.
Good things are fine.
He can do something that I never learned to do. Like these people that ride horses. When Barbara was here, she instructed from the ground. Well, I wouldn't know what to say. I'd have to be up there on him. I can't tell anyone how to handle a tractor. I have to get up and get the feel of it. Mm-mm. I can't. I don't know what it is.
Well, now, Frank, he can get out there and watch you work that tractor, work that mower machine, or whatever you're using.
Yeah.
You can get off of it and go on off and just get out of his way and say, "Go ahead, Frank," and he can pick it up and go on with it.
Yeah.
Now, he's gifted that away.
it's a gift. Half the things I look at, see, I don't pay attention to. I wouldn't have the faintest idea what they're doing, even much less how to do it. Cookie, where'd you get the habit of looking when you looked at things you knew what was going on?
I don't know.
When did you get? Well, you didn't have it. You weren't born with it. Where'd you get it? How? When did you first notice it?
I don't know.
You didn't have it when you was Frank's age.
No, of course, when I was Frank's age, I was wild as a buck.
You weren't looking at. Well, I bet you still looked at things.
I wasn't paying no attention. I went ahead and got the job done.
But you didn't have your mind on it.
Well, I can't say whether I did or whether I didn't.
That's the way you know.
You probably did if you got it done.
Uh-huh. Dad was working at Alloy on public works. The spring I broke old Babe, these horses' mother down here, 1942. I had her, and I put her in a big gray together, and that old turn plow got down there and broke Dad's corn ground. 6 acres in new ground.
Yeah.
They're the ones that threw me over that broke loose from the plow. They hit a root, broke loose from the plow. Threw me about 25 foot down over the hill, and I laid there till 5:30 that evening.
What was that story now? And when you come up, what happened?
My sister come to get me. They didn't come and get me for my dinner, you know.
Yeah.
I was back on them, way back on the mountain.
Yeah.
They figured, well, he just gonna go ahead and feed the horses and forget about eating himself. But them horses stood right there all day long. Broke loose from my plow.
And they stood there?
They stood there. The gray horse reminds you, a little man reminds you a lot of that old big gray horse.
Long-legged, you mean?
Long-legged. Leggy horse.
Leggy?
But a good horse.
Wonder why they stood there.
They knew I was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I was hurt. I put out that crop that spring by myself. Then me and my first cousin, we went together. See, his dad is in the Veterans Hospital in Gallipolis, Ohio, and been there as far back as I can remember. He shot his own brains out, but he's still alive. He's got one quarter of his brain left. And me and Harry Lee, we helped each other. They didn't have no mowing machine to put their hay up with. And if they had a head, they didn't have enough horsepower. They just had one horse. So Harry Lee came up, and I believe he came up and planted our corn, and I went down and plowed his cornfield.
Yeah.
Of course, I'd rather be plowing any time I was planting corn.
Oh.
Then, when we cut hay, I don't remember how it was. Anyway, we switched around and everybody was busy.
Each other.
Yeah, my sister was out there. They had a great big thing. It's out there in the hay field. Debbie had a ball, though. Sure did.
What's wrong with planting corn?
You walk your legs off and you don't get no place.
Yeah.
Do you drop it or do you have to lean over every time and put it in?
I had an old-fashioned corn planter.
Like these I got?
No, it was hand job. It holds half a gallon of corn. You pull it open, stick it in the ground, and push it together, and it would shed the corn. About 3 grains is all. And pull it back out. And you set it in front of your toe every time, right in the furrow.
Front of your toe?
Right, every step. About that far apart.
You have to walk even.
Walk even and walk straight. And you gotta walk your legs off and not get no place either.
Yeah. Well, who liked to do that?
I don't know. We had a time getting someone to plant a corn.
Is that right?
Yeah. I didn't like to, but I done it.
Okay, I never got in on that. The only corn planting I ever did was with one of these planters.
You never saw an old-fashioned corn planter?
I never heard of one until Miss Chitty talked about it the other day. We can go.
If I ever go back home, I'll bring one down here.
Bring one down here. You are the second person I ever heard mention it.
I'll show you how we used to walk our legs off and not get nowhere. And if nothing happens and them horses of mine will pull this weekend, I'm going to plow that place up here. I'm going to get ready to put some coastal Bermuda up there.
It's got to be plowed.
Well, I've got a horse-fired plow with.
There's 2 horses out there?
Yeah. They'll just take it in their stride.
You never saw a horse plow, did you?
I've seen mules, but I've never seen horses.
I know they're gonna be rapid. They're gonna want to go.
How are they different than using mules at auction or something like that?
An old mule just takes his time. He never gets in a hurry, do the guy?
No, if you keep using them.
Yeah.
They set the pace. And you know, that may have been a good influence on people.
They didn't do it too fast.
Yes. And they didn't do anything too fast. Fast don't get you anywhere.
No.
No matter what you're doing, is it?
Cost you $100 if you get off too fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. When you get pushing. Good. Debbie, what in the world is it like up there in Boston, where you are?
It snows a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of snow. It's cold all year, except 3 months in the summer. You wear coats until June. Wear coats.
Yeah.
So cold.
Yeah.
What is that? January this year, it didn't get above 8 degrees the whole month.
Mm. Oh, really?
That's cold. My day was marked by when I was cold. I'd be cold when I got up until I got to work. And then I'd stay in work all, you know, I wouldn't go outside all day. And then I'd be cold until I got home at night. Didn't go outside much. The people in New England do a lot inside all year.
Well, in that case, then, you just as well sit at a desk as
Unless you ski or do something like that, there's not too much you could do on a farm in the wintertime. Too much snow.
Yeah.
You know what? I have plowed in the snow.
How can you plow in the snow?
You can just do it.
What?
And turn the snow into the ground?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess right.
Yeah, I guess right.
That's probably the board department.
Hello? Yeah. Huh? Oh, it's gone on the blank. Well, that's too bad. What are you gonna do with transportation? Is that going to be costly? Yeah.
If they look at it and it doesn't look like there's too much to do, you have more ideas. But, you know, he doesn't have the tools here. We'll probably
have to put the tools. And
that's the clutch? Yeah, the clutch. You know, if you pushed it in, it wouldn't come back out. It's just some kind of brain or something broke.
Pushes the clutch in.
Well, you see, it's been acting just a little bit funny. We push it in and come back out about halfway. And it just started that today. It just noticed it today.
Yeah.
And then when you drove into the canister this afternoon, you pushed it in. And it changed gears and it didn't come back out.
So it's sitting over there.
Chocolate
cake or
lemon?
I'll eat it.
Chocolate. Well, I'll go get them, guy. I'll go to them in heck for it.
Oh, no, it's cheaper just to let the company do it than just do all that. Oh, it costs you more than it would to have it done. Jim knows enough to dig with them, doesn't he?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, let him learn.
He's going to learn.
Yes, sir. Let him learn. And while he's learning, he can learn to put in fence posts. He just like Nick. He if a 3-inch post, he gets a 4-inch hole.
I'm telling you, I don't even know how to do it.
God.
just don't know how to do it. You want some more coffee?
No, I've got a half a cup.
You can take some of them crooked posts over there. You got to adjust them to the hole.
Debbie, you know better than that, wouldn't you? I hope so.
You know, Suzanne has this nice, bright little assumption, you know, that anything in the horse line, she can take care of it. You notice what confidence she has?
Yeah.
Jim figures if it's a post, if it's a hole, he can dig it.
Debbie, what is it about young people? I just don't ever like to be wrong.
Or to have to be told.
You never like that. But most of the young people that come out here just can't stand to be told anything. I mean, even if they ask you, they don't want to be told.
Well, they get off the fire. You couldn't tell them.
How to get on a horse and get off?
Or a saddle one?
A saddle one?
Now, I can understand about the little girl who's too short. But the rest of them, you can just tell them.
I think in the last week, Suzanne has finally asked me, what would I do about something about a horse?
Yeah.
And this is the first one they ever had, isn't it?
Yeah, then they
it don't. Just never occurs to her that there might be something, you know, you could check on. And she's one of the best, you know.
She is. Oh, he just hacked her, so Molly tossed her off right here at the corner. She's a little subdued after that. She didn't really toss her off.
She just slid off.
Suzanne was afraid she couldn't make that turn going at a gallop.
Like one time I was riding a horse that fell down, just went down on his knees. And there was no reason for me to fall off at all just because the horse fell down. But I thought I was about 12 or something. I thought it would look better if I fell off. So I just jumped off over his head.
So it would look better.
Dramatic.
Suzanne got, I was up here, Suzanne got back on her. And when she came up, about an hour later, she told me about it. And she said, but I held on to the reins. I said, Suzanne, first thing you do is just turn those reins, kick out of the stirrups and turn the reins loose. Oh.
You dragged 10 miles hanging on to the reins.
Well, it stopped perfectly still, wondering what sort of nut is this.
Right. You better be careful what you say.
Oh, dear. She is so cute. She just wanted to let you know they didn't have a car.
Said she couldn't come out tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, I called her this morning.
You know, by the way, I can get my situation solved right there.
That's right, you need
by golly, I can. By golly, I can. I'll take my Cadillac in there and give it to them tonight. I'll take the truck and go on home. Grandma Todd's truck and go on home.
Cookie's been worried about how you get two cars out of Gainesville with just one driver.
Yes, sir. I've had that same problem many times.
I've got a 68 Ford 3/4 ton truck sitting on the street in Gainesville.
And the last place you'd want it.
That's right. And the last place I want to leave my Cadillac.
Sure.
Because I got all my tools in the trunk of that Cadillac.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Got that big red toolbox.
Well, you better let him have the truck.
Mm. No, that's Grandma Todd's truck.
Oh.
I don't know, I won't let him have it.
Well, you better lock.
Take the tools out. Can you do that?
Now he'll need some tools to fix his car with.
Cookie, how are you ever going to get that? You're going to have to take me over there, somebody over there with you. Franklin's not here. How are you ever going to get that old station wagon over here where the windshield broke?
I don't know.
You couldn't get inspection if you wanted to.
No. It ain't worth inspecting. The body ain't. But the motor's good, transmission's good. And it's all it's fit for is to tear up right here on the farm.
Yeah.
And I bought a tag from a Dodge truck. And I thought so much of that old original title, I had a photostatic copy made of it.
Oh, you did?
I sure did. It's in Everett's name.
Yes. Oh, is it?
Got it in the pocket.
Yeah.
That old truck you showed you.
Mm-hmm. I saw the title show.
The girl didn't know how to make, how to transfer that old title. She never saw one.
Oh, really?
One man and one person in that tag office that saw one of them old titles.
Is that right?
Shelly McKinney himself.
Oh, really?
You'll never guess what a tag costs, I think.
Oh, I hate to think.
Didn't cost as much for it as it does that Ford pickup.
Don't tell me. Why?
It don't.
But it's old? Why?
No, it just, the weight of it.
Oh.
That truck down there don't weigh, according to all of the registration that I've got with it, don't weigh any more, don't weigh as much as that Ford truck. Cost me $45.
That's better than 75.
Yeah. And thanks to that Ford pickup, cost $54.
You just, if you had, if you could get out of all this, you just got money in tags.
Yeah, $70 for the cars. And that was the cheapest thing, the cheapest truck that I could put a tag on.
You just put a tag on that truck just to let it set out there?
I ain't going to let it set there. No, them wheels made round the road.
What I'm thinking.
You won't have to get a place to put it out of the weather.
I know, I'm going to build a place.
Too bad you don't.
I'll build a place to put that thing out of the weather. Even if I've got to just do like you said.
You won't do it for the rainy season, much less for Christmas.
No, I'll just build a hog shed, just slide the back end back under, if nothing else.
That's right.
Me.
That's right.
But now, while you're doing that, we ought to build a few over here.
it's
much more convenient.
Well, while Debbie's here, let's just build a few. She needs to build a shed.
What you want to do is rig up something that just fits. And just fits these old plows and mowers and all. Where you don't take up from the ground clear on up to the ceiling. That's what you need.
If I could stay away from the beach, I might get along.
Yes, sir. Just think how much it costs you to go to the beach. You better build two or three sheds.
Just to satisfy.
Especially if you don't go to the beach to do anything but to play a tape for pretty girls.
In a
bikini bathing suit.
In a red barracuda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does Laura have a bikini?
Mm-hmm. Don't guess. I never saw her wear a bikini. She wouldn't wear it for me. Wish fake.
I don't think she would.
think little Swenson got one?
Well, let me put it this way. I don't know. I don't care. And
what's the way of finding out?
She is so big-headed in her own way that I wouldn't stoop low enough to ask her.
Or look if she passed.
That's right.
See what it was.
That's right.
In case you want to know who that is, we'll tell you sometime. Yes.
No, I'll tell you what I did last week.
What'd you do?
And all that burnt me up. I just couldn't hardly keep from just flipping my lid. It made me so mad I walked out of that hospital trembling.
Gosh.
I went up to
third floor.
That new donut place up there on right across from J.M. Fields and Sears Roebuck. What's the name of it? Mr. Donut? Yeah. I bought 15 donuts and give a dollar for them. That's a bargain. That's a bargain night. Monday night. I took them down to the hospital. I knew Laura would want coffee, so I got Laura a cup of coffee. And I got two extra cups. I didn't know who might want a cup of coffee. Took them in and set them down. And that hateful thing stuck her head around the door. You don't mean it's you again? Gosh, I might as well spit in the face. You're mad. Mm-hmm. Because I was bringing donuts down there for them to eat. And they're all supposed to be on a diet. And the way that dang fool eat over at my trailer that Sunday, she cannot be on a diet.
She don't stay on it.
No. Last night she stooped low enough to ask Laura if she would take her home tonight after work. Now she lives out in Arredondo, the state. Way out on Archer Road. I told Laura, I said, you can take her home, but not in my automobile. And I meant it, too.
And she didn't do it.
No. Well, I don't know if she's going to take her home or not. Laura's got her car at night. I went and paid $230 to get that thing out of hock today.
It's been painted, guys.
And the fender fixed.
You're going to have an investment in that car, because
it's... Just to get to drive my Cadillac.
Just to get you to drive your own Cadillac.
Drive my own car. Been cheaper if I'd went and bought me another one.
One that already had a little paint on it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't have done it. It would have had it shiny. You know, a little paint, a little wax, that shines them something like. Remarkable.
She knocked another hole in my car. On a parking lot over there. Somebody did. Yeah. On the door. Skinned it for that far, right down to the metal.
Yeah, that's because you got those big cars. Yeah.
Those cars are big. They ride good, though.
You know what Frankie got now? He drove up here Sunday, had his whole family, him and his mother in the front seat, Margaret and her husband in the back seat, and Betty Ann in the back end. A Datsun station wagon.
He ain't got much. I don't like him.
And I'm telling you, you know, I thought of Frankie as being a little bit mousy. That's all changed. Why, he was laying it off out there. And he was talking to the whole, to an audience.
Yeah. You know, I don't like the Jackson Station wagon. Them foreign cars, now, over where I picked Laura's car up at today, they had one more Cadillac in there. And they had, I believe it was about a 64, 65 Plymouth. And the rest of them were foreign cars.
Oh, Lord.
The rest of them was foreign cars.
You couldn't give me one of them things.
No, you couldn't run fast enough to give me. I wouldn't give that old 59 Cadillac of mine for a new one today. I wouldn't. And one thing about a big heavy car, doesn't necessarily have to be a Cadillac, but like a fair guy. If you hit something, you've got something out there to protect you.
Yeah.
You got a frame under that thing. These foreign cars ain't got no frame.
Crumple up.
That's right, just like an accordion.
Yeah. I don't understand it. Now, Willie, you see, got that big pickup truck. That's a long ways from a foreign car.
Yeah.
His brother, Monroe. I don't know him when I see him. He works at the university, doesn't he? Somewhere over there.
Monroe. I believe he works in the housing department. Department of Housing.
Yeah.
Carpenter.
Yeah.
I think where he works.
Uh-huh. Well, he's had two of them. This is his second one. And Frankie was saying over here Sunday afternoon that it was tougher than Willie's car and would haul more posts. And it was just a little squirt of a pickup truck. He said it had extra heavy tires and heavy springs. And it was a tough car.
I'm glad he thinks so, because I'm no different.
Well, he's quoting Monroe, you see. Yeah. He's following Monroe. I said, what decided you? Well, he says, partly Monroe. But look at those people you got to deal with down there at Ocala at the Datsun agency. And look at all the other people you got to deal with on that little flying car. It'd be painful every time, won't it?
It sure would, yeah.
Yeah.
You like Datsuns, Daddy? I can't tell them apart. The only one I know is a Volkswagen. Because it looks, you know.
Datsun, Toyota, and all that kind of junk. I tell you, I ain't no use for them. Oh, really, I haven't.
You don't have a ride. You have to get home or anything?
Yeah, with the trailer.
Yeah. Well,
it ain't very far. I'll walk.
Well, yeah, I can take it. And, happened, Now, should that be done every day? It should be done every day to that guy, shouldn't it? Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt to put some oil on it.
And give it a shot.
I'd wait till tomorrow night. Mm-hmm.
You'll be down here, Faye.
I'll be here tomorrow evening. Yeah, I'll be here.
I let that little deer out.
Well, thank you. I think that's good. No use having her put up all the time.
But that's the first time I ever saw one keep that white thing and then water. And had it wide open looking out of it.
Hmm. Well.
Cookie, let me take you home.
Yeah, I'm about to get out of here and go horse racing.
Cookie, you want a horse race? Right? Cookie, you don't sleep.
I don't sleep.
I went in here to get my trousers.
Where are you
going to
go tonight? Trade horses.
Ah, there's one in Lake Butler I'd like to go look at.
And he's nice. I'm going to pack on a cookie and go with him horse trading.
Yeah, Alice and Grandma Todd, they're going to follow me some night to see where I go.
Oh, they've already told you.
They've been told me. I said, well, when you get back home, you can say you've been someplace.
Well, then, they are really detectives, Grandma Todd and Alice.
Now, ain't that the truth?
That's a pair.
You ain't a joke.
Yes, sir. Yes, Alice looks like she's taking after Grandma Todd, don't she?
Yeah.
Debbie? You drive home.
I'll do that. You want me to?
Debbie has to stay and wash dishes for me.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Cookie.
Bye, Cookie. Hope to see you again before we go.
Let me tell you about me going to Newberry. There was dancing all night here some time ago.
I'll have to get her to tell me about it.
He has a grandmother somewhere in Virginia who has an old house like this. And he came in and he saw this old kitchen and it just did something to him. You know? He's real good looking and he's tall and blonde and just precious, you know. And guy's old hat just does something to him. He was in one of guy's graduate classes. It just does something to him. And he wouldn't change. And you know, guy changes his britches 10 times a day. He's always zipping them up, you know. I mean, this is, you know, Rick just thinks this is the most wonderful. And his old britches, you know, and this old hat that guy wears. He's just lyric about it. You know, talk about taping somebody.